XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue tonight with a conversation about doing business with BWI Marshall Airport here in Maryland. My guests are Linda Dangerfield, Director of the Office of Procurement with the Maryland Aviation Administration, Cedric Johnson, President of Airport Design Consultants. His company does business with the airport. And Bill Villanueva, Assistant Director of the Office of Fair Practices with the Maryland Aviation Administration. If you have a question about doing business with the airport, how is that done? Businesses big and small, a minority business enterprise certification, all of that stuff here in the state of Maryland. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ron, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Ron. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm a small business contractor. I've been involved with the contracting for some time. I'm kind of familiar with it. I'm impressed with the program that your guests are putting out there. The only question I have, which has been a hurdle on the most of these programs, is once it's over a certain amount, it's going to be required to do bonding. So how are you handling bonding in that particular program for the size projects that we're going to be bidding against?
Can somebody explain bonding first of all?
Sure. Okay, yes. Bonding is what we require. It's like a type of insurance. So if we have a job that we need to get done at the airport, we have payment bonds, which ensures that they're going to pay their subcontractors.
Okay.
We have performance bonds, which ensure that they're going to do the job. And then we have bid bonds, which is what they give us in the beginning when they submit a contract. And that bid bond actually tells us that they're able to get a performance and payment bond.
Okay.
So small businesses, they have a lot of trouble sometimes getting the bond requirements that we need. So if it's not something that's actually on the air side where we don't relinquish those bonding requirements because it's on the air side.
If we have air side?
Of the airport. So
I
if
see.
It's not out there with the airplanes and aircrafts, then we will reduce the bond for anything that's on the land side, which is outside,
yes. Roadways, garage, et cetera.
Oh, okay. Side. So you have two sides. You have airside, landside.
Land
side. Right. Is there like
I would clarify it as a secure side. So you have that where aircraft are operating, and then you have a non-secure side or a public side where you have the hourly garage, the roadways, and the system that
right.
come around it.
That's
and
exactly
then the
right.
terminal is in between that.
I see.
So
okay.
if it's terminal work mm-hmm. or if it's garage work, then we have the ability to reduce the bond. So it just depends on the project. So if we actually make a procurement small business reserve, we will most likely reduce that bond, but we are required to have at least 50%. So normally we have 100% of the total contract dollar. We need a bond for 100%. If we make it a small business reserve, we'll reduce that bond to 50%. We're also able to annualize that bond. So not only if you have a $1,000 project, we can reduce it to $500. And then annually, if it's 5 years, it's $100 a year.
Okay. You got that, Ron?
Yeah, but either way, you're still requiring a bond, though.
Yes, we need bonds at the airport. We have to make sure the work get done, the subs get paid. We need bonds. If it's a contract that's maybe like trash removal, we don't put a bond on that.
Okay. Well, Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about doing business with BWI Marshall Airport. Of course, there is an employment and business networking event coming up on May 2nd. It's free. It's all day, but you have to register at synergybwy.com. That's synergybwy.com. Of course, we'll be posting that information on whur.com after the program around 8:30 or so. Let me go to Barbara. Barbara, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Barbara?
Hi. We came in just a little bit in the middle. We love your program.
Thank you, dear.
But I was wondering, we have a small bakery, and I just saw something that made me think about trying to get into the airport in the area. And BW Marshall, that would be great. Is this something where they're talking about the set-aside for minorities? Is this something that I could look into for the bakery, or is this a whole different field with the contractors and all the services?
Sure. I mean, any company can go after their certification because your bakery doesn't preclude you or keep you from being able to become a certified minority business enterprise.
But you're not necessarily, Barbara, you're not talking about setting up a table like the church bakery and wrapping your cupcakes on the table.
We have a commercial bakery.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have
so
a commercial bakery, but I saw on an episode of, I think it was Georgetown Cupcakes, they actually had a facility that's out near Dulles Airport. And I'm like, oh, that would be such a good idea because we could send our stuff out, but we could also look at maybe setting up a small shop at the airport. So I didn't know if the minority set-asides that you were speaking of, if I could possibly qualify, you know, to be in the running, to just look at me as a minority baker to, you know, get my foot in the door at the airport, if that would help me.
That you would actually want to come and be a concessionaire.
Right.
And that's through our air mall. So, yes, we
It's through your what?
Air mall is the person
through
that
the
has,
air mall?
I yes.
See. Mm-hmm.
And you will be a concessionaire through that program. So, yes, we do. It's a process that you will go through. So if you come to the Synergy event, there will be someone there. They have a booth set up, and you can sit there and talk to them about the whole process of how you could come into the airport and get a bakery set up.
Okay, great.
That's
out
the
on
retail
the
side.
We post everything on the website, so as soon as I get home, I can go, Harold, to the website and
yeah.
get all the
I will definitely post that. You'll just have to go to WHUR.com, and as well as the podcast will also be there so you can listen to the program in its entirety. And I like apple pie, Barbara, but that's another that's another conversation. Barbara, good luck and thank you so much.
Thank you.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking about doing business with BWI Marshall Airport. Let's talk to Jimmy. Jimmy calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Jimmy. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Quick question. My wife and I have a veteran-owned business. Do you have any direction or any assistance that you provide to small business owners that are veterans?
Okay. So, yes, there's a veteran business enterprise program. You have to go on vetbiz.com and register, and they have a process. Once you're registered on VetBiz, then we're required, the state of Maryland is required to put on a 1% goal for veterans on our procurements, and that could begin to open the door for you.
Okay, I would imagine if he were to come out to the event next month, there may be somebody who
yes.
could also answer some more specific
sure,
questions
sure.
about
we,
that.
We can get more specificity as you you get to the event.
Okay.
Sure.
Jimmy, thanks so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Eric, calling from North Carolina. Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, good evening.
Hi.
General question. I have a North Carolina corporation that has a certificate of authority to do business in Maryland. Would that corporation still be eligible, or would I have to work through my Maryland corporation?
You just have to be registered to do business in Maryland. You don't have to have your corporation set up in Maryland. You just have to register. You would be considered a foreign corporation. So you can still do business in the state of Maryland.
Right. Okay. Okay. I didn't know if there were any restrictions there.
No, the only restriction we'll ask you to do is to get registered to do business on the State Department of Assessment and Taxation to do business in the state of Maryland.
Right.
So he would.
Preston address, isn't it?
So let me ask you, Linda. So he would have to go to the Maryland State Department of taxation and assessment. But you can do that online too.
Absolutely.
That's where you get your LLCs and your incorporation
yes.
and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, Eric, that's not hard. We do things right up here in Maryland too. Just go to the state website and you can get that information for Maryland, but as Linda was suggesting, this is an international airport, so I'm sure you have businesses not just locally, but from all over.
All over.
Yes.
All over, yes, not just Maryland.
Okay. Eric, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jason, calling from D.C. Jason, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. My name is Jason Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the CEO of Ergo Solutions. We're a rehab providing company in Washington, D.C. and in the state of Maryland. I wanted to ask about do they have any RFPs or openings for rehab services for workers at BWI, whether it's physical therapy, occupational therapy, or such?
We do, and that will come in through our human resources side. So actually coming to the event will be great because we'll have our human resources set up one of the career fair exhibitors, and they can give you more information on that. But we do have those type of programs as well.
Okay. Jason, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Cedric, talk to me a little bit. You said you were first working at the airport. You started your own business. Anyone who flies out of BWI, we know that it's been expanding.
Absolutely.
You know, it's no longer a small city. It's becoming a medium-sized city. What part, if any, have you played in the design? Talk to me a little bit more about what your business has done at the airport.
Okay, so before the Southwest Terminal, which is the newest terminal post 9/11, was built, it was a parking lot. And my company participated in development of all of the apron pavement around that terminal. We've also done the design for all of the reconstruction of apron pavements, which are on the air side between all of the concourses. My company has served as staff extension for the airport, otherwise known as program management, to manage expansion of the terminal. So when you land, you can still go to another concourse and do it behind security. Mm-hmm. So we've participated, and frankly, we've also participated not just on the design side, we participated on the planning and construction management side as well, meaning what is the airport going to do for the next 20 years to meet that growth and demand? We helped and developed some of the solutions for that.
How did you know that, as a business person, this was the right thing to do? Because, you know, not all airports are as successful as BWI. We've known from the statistics there's been a lot of growth in passengers and traffic, new airlines. The one that comes to mind is with the Irish airline that came up just a couple of years ago, and there's some others. So how did you know that this was the right thing business-wise to do instead of keeping your good, safe airport job?
I'll say this. Coming out of school as an engineer, and I got an opportunity to intern in an airport's group, and the first thing my parents frankly asked me was, how much work can there really be at an airport? And what you learn over the years is an airport is responsible for a sixth of the economy in our country. They are little cities that have all of the components that your normal population centers would have with a city. We talked about the fact that you have all these aircraft that are moving every single day outside of BWI, but there's also the terminal and facility components inside with the concessions that go along with that. And then, frankly, when you're dropping your family off, you're parking in a garage and using a roadway system. So I think sometimes it gets confused that airports are only about aircraft. They're not. They're about all of these other mechanisms that are common characteristics that go along with the city. So for me, what I began to learn was the system is always in need of improvement. It's in need of maintenance. It's in need of expansion for capacity to meet its demand. And for me, that was an eye-opener where I said, I can spend the rest of my life doing this, and I have.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more about working for or working with BWI Marshall Airport here in Maryland. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Come back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about doing business with BWI Marshall Airport in Maryland. My guests are Linda Dangerfield, Director of the Office of Procurement with the Maryland Aviation Administration, Cedric Johnson, President of Airport Design Consultants. His business does business with the airport, and Bill Villanueva, the Assistant Director of the Office of Fair Practices with the Maryland Aviation Administration. We're still taking phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We've been talking a lot about small businesses connecting with BWI Marshall, but this is also a job fair, an employment fair. What kind of jobs are we talking about, Linda, that might be available? Okay, we know we're not hiring pilots. Okay, and the CEO's position is already filled, but everything else I would imagine, you know, is on the table. So someone, if they're coming to the airport and they're looking for a job, what options might they have?
Okay, so if they're looking for a job at the airport, again, they can have their own concession stand, booth, rental space, so they can have any type of food. They can have clothing. They also can come in and be a contractor and have a maintenance contract or a construction contract or an architectural and engineering contract. So it just depends on what their niche is. Anything they do, I'm sure we have a job for them at the airport.
But you're talking about contracts. Are we also talking about...
We're talking about both.
Well, talk to me about the other side of that. Yeah, the employment side.
So the employment side, we're going to have people there like Host. I'm sure people heard of Host. And they heard of AirMall and Hudson Group, which is one of the news stands at the airport. So all of our, I won't say all, most of our concessionaires will be at this event. And they're hiring. So if you're a cook or if you're a waiter, if you're just a salesperson, whatever it is you do, they're going to be there on that business side to offer you a job or tell you what opportunities they have.
Okay.
Also, we'll have people there from the state. So if you're looking for a job in procurement or maintenance, janitorial job, they'll be there as well.
So explain to me, because you said Hudson News, and anybody, for example, who does any amount of flying, you know, you've seen Hudson News and you've seen, you know, the some of the other, you know, businesses. So those hirings are done through the airport and not those individual. How do you help me with that?
They're done through those individual companies.
I see. Okay.
Yes. So the airport will actually hire for the jobs that the state have. Mm-hmm. The individual companies will hire for the jobs that they have. Mm-hmm.
Now, what if you want to work for one of the airlines? Will there be representatives there that are hiring for the airlines?
The particular airlines are not there themselves, but there will be some representatives there that can answer some mm-hmm. questions and give them information on what they can do to go work for an airline.
Point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now what would you recommend for someone who is coming to this event for the first time? What can they, you know, expect? Because to me, it sounds like this is a different kind of job fair, different from anything that we've actually ever talked about on this program.
Yes, they can expect to come and get a lot of knowledge about what it is that we do at BWI Airport. That's the first step. Come in, educate yourself, find out what it is we're doing. I would suggest they go up on the Synergy website and see what companies are going to be there so they can prepare themselves to have questions ready to ask those companies, bring their resumes, bring business cards if they have business cards. They can expect to talk face-to-face with the different companies that are there.
It's a great opportunity to network. As a former business owner, networking is so important. It just gets your name out there. I mean, you can wind up, getting your next business partner out of a network event. And, I mean, I had that happen to me back when I had my business.
What was your business?
My business was some medical equipment and supplies.
Okay.
And I had it for 14 years. And I gained one of my best customers, a hospital, by going to an event that I didn't want to go. But I remember an old friend of mine saying, Bill, you never know whom you're going to meet. And I went. And I wound up meeting the CEO of a hospital, and I wound up doing business with them for many years. They were one of my better customers. So,
you just made an interesting point, because I would imagine, the Cedric Johnsons of the world, you know, the Bill Villanuevas of the world, the Linda Dangerfields of the world, getting in that space to talk to you in any other situation would be difficult because you're working.
Absolutely.
Because you're doing what you do.
Exactly.
And this is a unique opportunity and a great opportunity airports providing to support the small businesses. I have this saying to myself, success equals talent plus desire plus support. Every business has a talent and a skill set they're bringing to the table. Obviously, they're bringing the desire to go work. This is a support mechanism that the airport is providing for not only for you to learn what's at our little city, which is becoming a medium-sized city, but also make the networking connections you need to bring that to fruition. Because it is a process, and they're willing to educate you about the process. And on top of that, it's an opportunity for you to get employment if you're looking for that too. So I think this is a unique event that the airport's providing that should be utilized by all the businesses in the area.
And they just need to follow through. So networking is not enough by itself. Network and then follow up. Make that contact. Stay on the forefront of their mind.
That's right.
We're going to have about 30 exhibitors there for this job site. So it doesn't matter what you're looking for. You need to come out, dress professionally, be prepared, bring your resume, and bring some business cards if you have them.
Yeah, but there are going to be some speakers there too as well.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't just, you know, just come in and mill around.
No. We have a whole day lined up for you. The agenda is online. To start the day off, our own CEO, Mr. Ricky Smith, he's going to begin the day in a plenary session. So he'll be talking there. We have a keynote speaker that will be there with him as well. We have different workshops that's going on throughout the day. One of the workshops that Bill and I is going to do is how to do business with the state and fatal flaws. See, a lot of people don't understand that you have to follow everything that we ask you to do in these procurements. And if you don't know, please ask. Don't assume, because then you would be deemed non-responsive, which means we're kicking you out of the process and you can't participate in that particular procurement.
Give me an example of what you mean, because we are talking about a governmental agency.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not like, you know, private industry where, you know, sometimes, you know, the rules can be bent, for certain situations.
Then one rule that cannot be bent, what I would consider a fatal flaw, is if we have a minority business enterprise gold on a project and you have to submit the forms that shows that you have either met this goal or you did good faith efforts to meet this goal, which means I need a waiver. I could not meet the goal, but here's all my documentation. If you do not submit that when you submit your bid, you will be, that's a fatal flaw. You will be deemed non-responsive, and I'll have to reject your bid.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine also, you know, from this side of the ticket counter, I think the reality is that no matter what you do at the airport, whether you are, you know, whether you're handling bags, whether you're in the administrative office, even if you are, you know, a contractor or a consultant, you have to keep in mind that, you know, this is 2017 and the world is a dangerous place. And so you have to be security minded no matter what job you have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is one of the strict. We have security requirements in each contract. Mm-hmm. So you have to go through and be able to be badged to work at the airport. So we have maybe 23 disqualifying factors you have to go through in order to work on a contract. So that's a whole nother part of it.
And it's not only working on the contract, it's also gaining employment for the firms and consultants and contractors that work at the airport.
We're all badged. We have to go through the same process.
If you can't get badged, it'll be nearly impossible to do business with the airport.
Mm-hmm. So and with that in mind about the employment piece, Cedric, so again, because you own your own business, is your business specifically dealing with the airport, or are there other divisions or areas that you work with outside of an airport?
No, we're specific. You know, BWI is a state-run airport, so we are physically working and contracting with the Maryland Aviation Administration.
So somebody comes to you, and if they come to you and they're looking for, you know, a job, they will be working, you know, at the airport or on a project.
We do both things. We provide extension of staff at the airport, but we also have an office that's populated with 30 people that we hire, and it's a combination of engineers, of operations staff, etc. So no, BWI is not the only airport that my company does work in. It's just our favorite airport, right?
That's right.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down under free parking and apple pie.
To answer your question, we're obviously looking for engineers and for professionals that can provide and support the company too, which also happens happens to be at BWI.
What is the thing that has surprised you most since you moved from working, you know, for the airport to opening this business and now being a having a business relationship with the airport?
The process. And I think I'm not ashamed to admit that the process is you have to have knowledge of it. And I knew as a company, we didn't lack the skill. We lacked some of the extensive knowledge that it takes to make a business run and to also work with an airport that's run with the state. And we've gotten nothing but great support from everyone at the airport, Linda, Bill, et cetera. They all are willing to work with you. You just have to get over that hurdle and say, I want to take the step forward. I look at the synergy event this way. You don't have anything to lose but just missing out on knowledge. Right. So it doesn't hurt you to go and see if you pick up on any information that can help you grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
As a business itself, mm-hmm. and to answer your question, you're bringing your technical expertise, but you also have to hire and bring in the people that can support your mission. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a challenge for us. We've been successful in growing as a company, and you're only as good as your first project, and you're only as good as your last project.
Right.
So okay. I think the airport is always very articulate about saying, we want small business firms, we want DBEs, we want folks to come after, but we want folks who are qualified and can do a good job.
Okay, so
and that's where you start.
So step up. There it is.
Step up.
I'm out of time, but I want to thank all of you, Linda Dangerfield, Cedric Johnson, and Bill Villanueva for coming in. Of course, the Synergy event, the employment fair, and networking opportunity event at BWI Marshall. It's coming up on May 2nd. You can find the information. You got to register. It's synergybwy.com. That's synergybwy.com. And of course, we're going to be posting that information on our website, whur.com. Thank you all for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, April 26th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run